So, you have a third John Wick movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So as you know, at the end of the last movie, John Wick had 1 hour before a $14 million bounty on his head started.
I did know that. He's got to get to safety fast. He had a bunch of people around him, any of which could have been killers.
Exactly.
So he heads right to Times Square, right?
Oh, okay. Seems like one of the worst possible places to go in a world full of assassins.
Well, that may be true, but it's going to look cool visually.
Oh, okay. Well, then great.
So John sends his dog off to safety at the Continental with this cab driver.
The cab driver accepts to drive a dog, no questions asked.
Yeah, we'll see. The thing about this cab driver...
Oh, he's part of the underground assassin world too, isn't he?
He's part of the underground assassin world!
Right, okay.
Cab drivers, homeless people, street musicians, all part of the secret world.
He's kind of getting out of hand.
A little bit. So then John goes to this library, because he hid some emergency stuff inside this book.
Oh man, time must be running out until he's excommunicado.
Oh yeah, so then this 7'3" guy pops out and he's like, hey, John, you know, if I kill you a couple minutes before the timer's up, who's really gonna know?
If that's his attitude, why didn't he just walk up and shoot John instead of talking to him first?
Oh, unclear. So then they have this big fight and John kills the guy with a frickin' book.
Oh, this guy's using all kinds of school supplies as murder weapons.
He sure is, sir. But turns out this tall guy nicked an artery in John's neck, so he needs to get some medical assistance before the timer's up.
God, how long is this 60-minute timer?
Good question, sir. This particular 60-minute timer 5 hours long.
Oh, okay.
So then because of the rules, the doctor has to stop right when the timer's up and John has to finish stitching himself up himself.
Jeez, so now the assassins can come get him?
They sure can, sir. So John immediately gets hit by 2 cars.
Oh, yikes. I mean, there's no way that freshly stitched artery doesn't pop open, right?
But the stitches are fine. We've established that car accidents just kind of tickle John Wick.
Right, so is he like invincible or?
Oh, no. He can get hurt.
He can?
Yeah, of course, but just not in any way that'll slow the movie down or prevent him from killing anyone in any way.
Oh, well, fantastic. So then John's gonna kill a bunch more people in very cool ways.
What kind of ways are we talking?
Oh, well, like at a certain point, he slaps a horse so that it kicks a guy in the face.
Oh, strategic horse slapping is tight.
It sure is, sir.
And then he's gonna ride a horse while assassins chase him on motorcycles.
Can't those guys just shoot the horse?
Well, yeah, of course, but they're not gonna.
Why not?
Because
that works.
So now John's gotta get out of New York, so he goes to see this lady.
What for?
Well, sir, turns out there's another symbolic doodad in this universe besides markers and coins.
Oh,
yeah, so he exchanges this doodad for a favor.
That's kind of a lot of randomly valuable doodads, isn't it? Getting kind of repetitive in this lore.
Oh, did I say doodad? I meant doohickey. Oh, a doohickey! Okay, that changes things up.
Okay, great.
So thanks to the doohickey, he gets safe passage to Morocco, because he's got to go see this other lady and give her a doodad in exchange for a favor.
But that, okay.
And he needs this lady to bring him to a man, because he needs to ask that man where to find another man, because he needs to ask that man a favor.
So, like, what's the story of this movie?
Well, sir, I just told you, John's got to talk to some people and call in some favors to talk to other people and call in favors to talk to other people and call in favors.
It's a little boring, isn't it? Just meetings with various people?
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're forgetting the super well-choreographed murder sprees in between the meetings.
Oh, okay, that's right. I do like watching the killings.
So, eventually, this guy tells John how to go meet this guy called the Elder, who can help him stop being excommunicado.
And how's he supposed to get to the Elder?
He needs to go to the edge of the desert and then walk towards the brightest star until he passes out.
Oh, that's just so extremely vague.
And eventually this lady Sophia, who's been helping John out because of a marker, she drops him off at the edge of the desert.
How are they supposed to know that's the right spot?
Unclear, but it totally is. So then John walks until he passes out and wakes up with the Elder.
Oh, the incredibly vague directions worked.
They did. So this guy makes John cut off his own finger and give him his ring and agree to go kill Winston.
Why does he want Winston dead?
Well, see, since Winston had helped John, the High Table sent this adjudicator person to tell him he's getting removed as head of the Continental.
Oh, very serious.
Yeah, so then John goes back to New York, and there's this guy Zero after him, so they both do some magic at each other in public, and it's very fun.
Nice little break for some magic, sure.
And John makes it back to the Continental just barely in time before Zero kills him.
So he's safe there?
Well, yeah, because of that rule where business can't be conducted on hotel grounds.
But he's excommunicado, so he's not allowed on hotel grounds.
Well, now he is, because he agreed to kill Winston, which is what he's here to do.
Winston's on the hotel grounds, though.
Yeah.
So John Wick's not allowed to kill him.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, John goes to see Winston, and after a brief conversation, he's like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna kill you.
Why not?
Changed his mind.
Oh, okay, so the whole middle section of the movie and the finger cutting was kind of pointless.
No, it wasn't. Filled up a whole bunch of runtime and split up the killing scenes quite nicely.
That's a good point.
So then the adjudicator arrives, but since Winston refuses to abdicate and John refuses to kill him, they deconsecrate the Continental.
What does that mean?
Oh, well, now they could send a bunch of high-table assassins to kill John.
John and Winston.
Oh boy.
And at a certain point, John is killing a guy underwater, and when he pops out of the water, there's a guy waiting there to kill him.
Oh no, it's gonna be hard to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, see, that Zero guy who's a big fan of John Wick kills this guy because he's like, no, I'm the one who's gonna kill John Wick.
Wow, well thank God this guy has a weird obsession with John Wick.
Yeah, it worked out great. So then it's time for the big final showdown in a house of mirrors.
Yeah, that was the location of the final showdown in the last movie. Oh yeah, dang it, you're right. Okay, so it takes place in a house of glass panels that reflect stuff.
That works. So John is gonna fight some assassins, but they respect him so much they don't kill him when they have the chance on several occasions.
Oh, wait, he's just defeating people with respect now?
Yeah, this guy's unkillable. He's so freaking good.
Well, yeah, if people don't kill him when they have the opportunity to do so.
Still counts, and so then he kills that Zero guy.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So the adjudicator comes back and they're like, wow, Winston, this was all just a big show of strength, wasn't it? I'm impressed.
Wait, what?
But then they're like, but what are we gonna do about John Wick?
But what are they talking about? John Wick was the show of strength.
Yeah, for sure. But Winston says New York City was the show of strength.
I guess that makes sense.
Maybe. So then Winston shoots John a bunch of times and he falls off a building.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's brutal. Shot multiple times, falls from super high up.
Wow, okay. So John Wick dies. Well, that was the only way this trilogy was gonna end, if you think about it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, he's still alive, isn't he?
You know it, sir. This guy's never gonna die.
Oh. None of this will ever die.
Oh, man, that's great news.
We're gonna keep going with this franchise forever.
Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's gonna be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.